Hi guys, good morning. This is Reema Tendulkar from CNBC TV 18. Markets are seeing a heady run. We've closed at 2019 highs, in fact, the highest level since September of 2018, with the Nifty firmly above that 11,150 mark. A big driving force of the up move in the last few days have been the strong FII inflows. Even yesterday, the FIIs pumped in 3,811 crores in the cash market, which means they've been buying for the last 13 sessions since the 20th of February. In fact, so far in 2019, the FIIs have put in over $3 billion in the cash market, which compares with an outflow of $4.6 billion through the whole of 2018. So that has been a big driving force for our market. Now, this India outperformance or this India rally that we're seeing in the last few days, from levels of what, 10,600 thereabout to 11,000 plus, one is on the back of a catch-up rally. India was outperforming through towards the end of December as well as January and February. In fact, the gap between MSCI India and the MSCI emerging market, which at its peak was close to about 10%. That was the extent of underperformance, and that number has already come down to 4%. So we've already in part seen a catch-up rally vis-a-vis the rest of the emerging markets. And secondly, based on the changing political landscape. The DIIs have sold, on the other hand, close to about 1,956 crore in the cash market, and we have seen equity flows, pure equity flows. If you remove the ARB, the balanced flows, ELSS, etc., they have been slowing into the equity markets. The rally is also fairly broad-based, which is a big positive. In fact, so far in March, the mid-cap index has rallied 6.2% versus the Nifty, which has rallied 3.5%. This morning, the global markets are upbeat. We thought the Dow would be under pressure because of the weakness in Boeing. Boeing stock was down more than 5%. And we all know Boeing has the highest weightage in the Dow with more than about 11% weight. But despite that, the Dow managed to close with gains of about 200 points on the back of strength in Apple and the upgrade that we saw for the Apple stock. European markets also ended higher. An important UK Parliament vote will be taking place on Brexit today. Also, an important trend coming back to the Indian markets has been that the supply of paper is going up with the markets firming up. So today we have the HDFC Life off for sale. But remember, recently we also had block deals in Kotak as well as Wipro. So with the markets at these higher levels, people are cashing in on this opportunity and introducing supply. And that's also being lapped up. An important internal today will be the macro data, January IIP and February CPI. While the February CPI or consumer price inflation is expected to increase to 2.37% compared to the prior month, the January IIP is estimated to moderate to 1.8% versus 2.4% on the back of weakness in the core data. Two key stocks you should have on your radar: Jet, because we had that important Etihad board meet yesterday. What we understand is Goyal is nearing a deal with Etihad. We may see a 4,200 crore infusion. A new investor may bring in 1,600 to 1,900 crore rupees for a 20% stake. And the other one will be HDFC Life, because Standard Life will be selling a 3.5% stake today. They also have a green shoe option or an upsize option to sell an additional 1.46%. So roughly, they're looking to sell close to 5% stake. They've set a base price of 357, which is about an 8% discount to the current market price. So that stock could be under pressure today on the back of this supply.